The state's two U.S. senators and lone House member say the issue has sparked more constituent mail than any recent development in Washington.
We had over 1,000 calls and emails opposing any intervention, and I think we had less than 5 of the total amount that was supporting.
Congressman Don Young has steadily opposed any U.S. military involvement in Syria. He just returned to Washington from Alaska, where constituents told him to stay out of the Syrian civil war.
The most amazing thing to me, in my traveling across the state, I never found one person that was in support of the intervention in Syria. And we are very much a military state.
Young says Alaskans' opposition is blind to political party.
You know, you have the very liberals and you have the moderate conservatives, the real conservatives, a lot of different reasons.
6,000 Alaskans participated in a telephone town hall on Syria last week with Senator Mark Begich. Press Secretary Heather Handyside says the number of comments coming in was the impetus behind it. Outside that teleconference, Handyside says there's been thousands of calls, letters, emails, and Facebook comments.
I'd say since this issue kind of came to the forefront, we've had probably about 3,000 contacts. Probably only 5% or less are in favor of engagement.
Senator Lisa Murkowski's office has also been inundated with Alaskans' concerns about Syria. Press Secretary Matthew Felling says most are strongly negative.
Some people are frustrated. A couple times a year we get a different crisis in the Middle East and we don't seem to have a plan. And there are other people who say, just stay out of it. We are not the world's police. And there are some people who say, we don't want boots on the ground. I mean, the massive response overall has been no, but for myriad reasons.
Felling says Facebook traffic hit a fever pitch before the president's speech. It was coming worldwide, but the senator's office only counts Alaskans' comments. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.